This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the 3 hours, meaning, remember reading, writing, arithmetic, taught to the tune of a hickory stick. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes or no? Yes. Jennifer
the
does.
3 hours? Yeah, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yes. That's funny.
Taught to the tune of a hickory stick. Well, I have my own unique 3 R's. Would you like to know what they are? No.
Well, I guess all right.
Sure. Right. Yeah. You much want to move on to next? Well, maybe I'll have this conversation with the listeners, and I'll leave Jennifer and Victoria out of it.
That's mean.
I asked you if you wanted to know what my 3 R's were.
I was just contemplating if I do, and I said yes.
Okay. I didn't hear Victoria get excited about it, though.
Well, because I'm a stickler for grammar stuff, so like I'm a little hung up on how
not
is
as much
three
as I
R's.
But you see, that's an old thing that goes back to when
it's
I was
not,
a,
it's a W.
Young whippersnapper. Reading, writing, arithmetic.
That's what I'm like. Okay. And arithmetic, right. By the way, also arithmetic. Not an R word.
Right.
Arithmetic. Oh, right, yeah. So 2 out of 3, not an R word. Correct.
Can we keep moving here?
Sure. Yes. I've never heard any of this before, so that's why I'm confused.
I know, yeah. That's what makes this a refreshingly new and different program, because you've not heard the concepts expressed here anyplace else. Revolutionaries, reactionaries, and renegades. All right? The revolutionaries were the people who founded our country. We are, and there are a lot of other revolutionaries as well, but I'm thinking more of the visionary routine that brought us into the revolution to get rid of the British. And so the American Revolution, the French Revolution was another one. There are people who think the Industrial Revolution was maybe the most important thing to happen in the past 1,000 years. Maybe it could even go further back than that. But I'm interested to, in my mind, have you understand how I separate revolutionaries. I think I'm a revolutionary, frankly. I'm revolutionary in the radio business. I'm not sure how much good it's done me in my career, but I'm still here anyway. I don't like to have things as the status quo. And I get upset about things, and I want to change things. So I revolt the core, basic, derivative root word of revolutionary is revolt. So the revolting that was done by our forefathers to get us free is a good example of how to use that term and to be in that mindset. Versus the people who are around today who are not revolutionaries, they are reactionists or reactionaries. We have a lot of people in our country and around the world, but mostly here, who are angry white Trumpians, if you will, or there are people who have come from other countries who believe we owe them something, and they're reacting. They're not for Trump, they're for Mrs. Clinton, and they're the reactionaries that are Islamists, the radical Islamists, those people, the anti-globalists that are usually, they have their head in the sand. These people are reacting to things that they believe are wrong. They're different, in my mind, than revolutionaries. Am I making sense so far, or is this too heavy a concept for this time of the day? Reactionaries.
A little heavy, but I'm with you. I'm following.
Okay. So I want to sort of separate the people who really think we have fabulous things going on in our society today. I think that's nonsense. We have people who are reacting instead of acting. And the good leaders act. They don't react. What we have are politicians who don't do anything unless there's a problem that mostly they've created in their own by their own actions. Do you know what I mean? reactionaries. We don't. They're not leaders. They don't act and come up with things that are new. They just react and try to stop things. Right.
Right.
Okay. So now I move to the third R. There's a the new Playboy. Who reads Playboy anymore? I don't even know why I pay attention.
Oh, I mean,
I
do every month.
Except, do you really?
No. Just for the articles.
Yeah, right.
Of course, only for the articles.
Right. So I'm trying to figure out whether they've done this to try to make themselves more... more relevant. They don't have a published. They only are online.
They don't
Playboy.
Right. They don't do
online.
A paper version anymore.
No, they don't. So anyway, Playboy magazine this month has as a cover picture a Muslim woman named Noor Taghori, T-A-G-O-U-R-I. If you go to the Playboy website, you will see her, and the idea here that they're putting forth, it seems to me, is a shot at people who believe in Muslim, the Muslim faith, the Muslim... I mean, I think... I began to think about this when I saw the 60 Minutes piece on Sunday with the King of Jordan. I thought it was very provocative. I thought he was very thoughtful. And he put the Muslim faith and people who are Muslims in a different perspective for me. And so when I see this sort of stuff, basically what Playboy has done is take a shot at Muslim women. And it isn't flattering.
Well, how are
and
they taking a shot at Muslim women if there's a Muslim woman that's willing to participate? Right, so she's obviously posed for some... Is she naked?
No. Are you looking at the picture? Did you go to the Playboy website?
I'm on Playboy.com right now, and I can't find it, but yeah.
You'll see the interview there. She talks about her philosophy of life, and Playboy, it seems to me, at least the way I read this, anyway, trying to get a job as the first female anchor on a commercial television station wearing a Muslim headscarf. That's why she got the attention of the people at Playboy. She's made it known that she's gone around to television stations trying to get a job, and nobody will hire her because they won't let her wear her headscarf on TV.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so this is the tradition of Muslim. Would you not let somebody who's Christian wear a cross, a necklace that was a cross on? I see that all the time, don't you?
Absolutely, I do.
So is this, and I don't know what other examples, you see people wearing the Star of David all the time?
If you're a conservative Jew, I mean, if you're a man, you're going to be wearing
that.
A yarmulke. So.
Right.
But you don't see too many yarmulkes reporting the news. You don't
I've seen people on TV wearing yarmulkes.
Yeah, you don't really see it because it's sort of on the back of the top of the head, so you don't see it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
maybe
York,
that's
where
East
I am
Coast
there,
thing?
Definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It might be, yeah.
Why would it be an East Coast thing?
Well, I'm saying in my personal experience, I am a consumer of media. I watch a lot of news, and I have not seen a lot of that on TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm aware of it because I work with someone every day who wears one. So it's not like I wouldn't see it.
Mm-hmm. There are people who are looking at this now, mainstream media folks, Forbes magazine, Washington Post, and that sort of the newspaper magazine, that are trying to give Muslim women more of a platform to share their story. Last week, the fitness magazine Women's Runner featured Rahaf Khatib, who is running marathons with her headscarf on. They're making an issue of the headscarf on women. And that's what the story in Playboy is about, in essence. There are some who say the interview has gone too far. It represents Muslim women. But they're younger Muslim women. The so-called millennials, they're Muslim millennials. And they don't want to be treated the same as their mothers or their grandmothers.
Yeah. I think it also, I mean, it kind of, the headscarf, well, we respect it, obviously, because that's the culture and that's the religion, but I think it sort of flies in the face of what Western civilization, like what Western culture appreciates now. I mean, that headscarf is kind of reminiscent of keeping women and sexuality under wraps, right?
Yeah,
and so our news media is all about sexualizing women. You can argue that neither's probably a great stance for women in general, but I mean, it does kind of fly in the face of the...
What a fabulous way of looking at that, Jennifer.
Women are portrayed in media.
Right. They're trying to change the way they are, is it accepted or they're viewed, and yet they want to keep this, which was, as you just suggested, or is, a sign of their being held back.
Compliance, right.
Yeah, right. So, the thing that I also found interesting was, I mean, in terms of Playboy, most of the time Playboy has been about undressing women and objectifying women in any number of ways. So, is that what they intended here by this focus on this woman and her trying to get a job, or I mean, look at any of the
I think other. It's really interesting for Playboy, for of all people, for Playboy to have to focus on a woman who's making a stance about being covered up. That's really interesting to me.
Yeah,
that
was sort of the point I was making. Yeah. Made it better than I did. Yeah, because that's what they're all about. Naked women! And they've made a big deal. I don't pay any attention to it anymore, but then I don't pay attention to those sorts of things because they're right beneath me. It's 20 minutes
please
past the hour.
Yeah.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the voices for recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Napa Know-How.
If it seems like the last time you changed your antifreeze was when cassette tapes were all the rage, it's time to pick up a gallon of Prestone antifreeze at Napa for only $12.99. It's the best way to protect your engine from the harsh elements. And unlike cassettes, paying $12.99 for a gallon of Prestone antifreeze never gets old. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/13/16.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
Right.
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
DJV, 21 after the hour.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Scientific research of our own here at the 24 past the hour. Science has determined something as subjective as songs that feel good. So, how has science worked on this project? The British electronics manufacturer Alba has surveyed adults about what their favorite feel-good songs have been. So the list starts with ABBA's Dancing Queen. Crank it up, Richie! To the point where we get to the instrumental. All right. Always like this song.
Look at Dougie doing the hustle over there. You had it in you.
I like ABBA. I always like ABBA. Which is Hebrew for dad. You knew that, right? Abba is a Hebrew term for father.
I did not
know that.
Only 17. That sounds like Gary Puckett. Remember that song? He's 16. He's chasing a 16-year-old around like some pervert.
Or Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going out to 15-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, so ABBA's on this list of feel-good songs. Beach Boys next. And Good Vibrations. The list of feel-good songs.
This should definitely be on the list.
Yeah.
They're counting up to the number one song, actually. There are five tunes in this list. Good Vibrations is number four. ABBA's Dancing Queen, number five. Good Vibrations, four. Billy Joel's Uptown Girl, number three. Somebody who's a good friend described Meredith to me once as an uptown girl. So I have that vision of what. Yeah, she is. Yeah, uptown girl. You get a definitive idea of listening to this song, actually. Crank it up, Richie. Ready, please? This is not something that this phrase is not a Billy Joel phrase. Isn't this phrase been around a lot? Isn't Uptown Girl something that just, or did it come from the song? I don't know, actually. I'm asking the question.
I'm sure it existed before Billy Joel said Uptown Girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so that's number three. Number two on the list, Pharrell Williams. Hey, let's be happy. That's very good. You're going to be surprised at what the number one song is.
Am I?
Yeah. Well, you're not, because you've seen the same information that I have. No. Yeah, a little weasel sometimes, you know that, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So, number one song. This goes back to 1979. And Queen.
I admit this is surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. This is
but
my
I love
son's
this song.
All-time favorite song.
Why?
Yeah, good taste.
Yeah. This is only a big hit in America.
No.
Big song in England. But it's a cheery song. Resembles the big Broadway barn burners. Has 100 million views. The video of this, 100 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
If you know the film Shaun of the Dead,
yes,
then that's where this comes from. Yes.
That has a whole new generation loving this song.
Yeah, right. Songs written in a major key with fast tempo are best at inducing positive emotions, said Dr. Jacob Jolie, who is the person that analyzes data for the electronic manufacturer Alba, responsible for this list of feel-good songs. Number one, here it is.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is time. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Does your brain bucket smell like the cat box? Does your motorcycle helmet stink? Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The liner inside your motorcycle helmet is one of two styles, removable and glued-in fixed. With any helmet liner, you don't reach for the first can of gunk from underneath the kitchen sink. See what they recommend. So it doesn't come back to haunt you at 70 miles an hour. Use mild soaps and shampoos associated with child care and rinse out every bit before you put the helmet back on your melon. Fixed liner brain buckets can be cleaned with manufacturer recommended sprays, then soaked in a tub or a bucket. Clean your helmet now or be prepared to drive away girls and draw flies all summer. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is DJV on the air. Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria, surrounded by positive news, positive people. What a great environment for your mental well-being. This is the place. Take your mind and do strange things with it if you like. But I'll fix your problems wherever they are. And if I don't fix them, Jennifer and Victoria will. They fix my problems. They tell me, like, for example, how do you avoid a marriage counselor? You don't get married.
Don't get married.
Here are some things that psychologists and family counselors say about never becoming a patient of theirs. Eat one meal a day together. No digital devices allowed.
I love that. That's
next,
a good rule.
Be 100% present when you are with a loved one. Being present is far more important than how long you are in each other's company. Great lesson there. Don't try to change another person, no matter how much you may want to. It guarantees that at least one of you will always be unhappy. You got to love the person you love the way he or she is.
It's true.
That's it. Wow, try to change somebody. What a horrible waste of time that is. If people want to change, they change on their own.
Right.
show empathy toward the other person. The ability to understand and share feelings is paramount. Sharing feelings. Talk it through, even if it's uncomfortable. That's one of the hardest lessons that I've had to learn and am learning. I don't like, because of my history, to be in uncomfortable situations. I don't mind them in business, because it's not the same. But when you're in a personal relationship and you get down to the nitty-gritty, oof.
You can't let it fester.
Uh-uh.
Like nope. Uncle.
Right. Avoid grading each other. Yes, you were good today, but not so good yesterday. I don't think that works.
Who does that? That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. B minus.
Yes. Work as hard at your relationship as you work at your career, and you will be just as successful. Man, I think I work as hard at my relationship as I do in my career, whichever one I choose to acknowledge that time. I don't know. I don't know that I feel successful, and I don't know that I feel unsuccessful. What I feel is un-something, and another. I don't feel. Maybe it's unrequited. Is that the right word? Maybe.
That's it. Well, what are you trying to describe?
Yeah. Well, the way I feel about the love. It's I tend to what I've learned in this constellation course is that because you show love in one way, that doesn't mean the person you love is going to show it to you the same way. They may have an entirely different way of showing you love, and that's important to recognize as well. If you're expecting somebody to give you back love in the way you give it to him or her,
you're
bound
a loss. Yep.
To be disappointed, bound to be unhappy.
Yeah, that's very true. I don't think you should even, I mean, at least in my own relationship, I don't ever think about what I'm getting back from it. I just think about the other person and how much I care for him, and that's pretty much it.
And
so,
there
are no strings attached to it.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You got to feel like it's acknowledged. But
oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So, as a result of my study of relationships, I have come to the point where I want to know from Jennifer, who is not, neither of you actually have been married yet, but you're both involved in serious relationships. So let's say your betrothed or your intended Bruce, Jennifer, I don't know what this guy's name is because you haven't given me the opportunity to meet him yet. I think you're afraid.
I doubt his name is Bruce.
That'd be awesome, though. That would be great. Okay, right. Yeah,
so anyway,
let's hear it.
So let's see.
It's a J, isn't it, though, right? Yeah.
It's a J?
Do you know that statistically you have a higher chance of a success rate if both first initials are the same?
Really?
Oh. Yep. Plus, you can save money in monogramming. Just read it, right?
Yep.
All right. So what's your question to stir it up? Let's hear it.
All right. So let's see. Here's a story from a career counselor. This has been all over the Internet, by the way, a blog on the career page at LinkedIn about whether or not women ought to wear their engagement ring if they're going to a job interview. This is a post that's gone viral. This guy says, "Lose the rock." When a man sees that ring, he immediately assumes you are high maintenance.
Oh, when the woman is the most ridiculous thing.
That's about as sexist. Anyway, let me keep going here for a minute. When the woman at the office who has the largest diamond on her finger sees that ring, she'll recognize that if you are hired, she will fall to second place and therefore will not like you. This guy claims that a handful of women who came to him for help after going on numerous unsuccessful job interviews turned their fate around when they left their engagement rings at home. His advice has made him pretty unpopular. Really? So what happens? The other question, if you turn it around, and this guy did, his follow-up blog clarified that he advised men not to wear a Rolex because interviewers will think we can't afford him. So don't wear an engagement ring and don't wear an expensive watch.
Isn't that interesting, though, in that language?
Yeah.
If you have a big diamond ring, they think that the woman is high. Oh, she must be high maintenance. But yet it's not that the guy who's got the $12,000 Rolex watch, he's not high maintenance. We just can't afford him. Yeah. That is the language right there that really, really gets me. I cannot stand that. And if that's a reality in the workplace and going out on interviews, then this is the reason we still have, you know, the wage gap for genders. And this is the problem right there.
Well, this moron, whoever this guy is, moron guy that wrote
Bruce Hurwitz, his name.
Bruce Hurwitz.
Yeah.
Tell he's getting, you know, a lot of action, I'm sure. So he, not only does he make the sexist comment that, you know, you shouldn't wear whatever you want to a job interview, you should dress for the job or the position that you want to be in. I think if you're lucky enough to have a Rolex or a nice ring, which, by the way, I don't have an engagement ring, but I have some nice jewelry, right? And so I wear jewelry. I would not wear my jewelry to a meeting. I mean, you dress as you want, right? But his argument goes on to be even more ridiculous than what we just heard from him. He says that if he does hire you and you do have a big engagement ring, that creates tension in the workplace because other women will be jealous of you because the top dog among women female employees will have the biggest engagement ring. And so if you come in and displace it, you're going to upset the apple cart. You're going to make the person who was the big dog hate you, and you're going to make everybody else jealous of you. I like Victoria regardless of the size of the rock that she's going to wear on her finger. It has nothing to do with that. I feel the same way about my female coworkers. And even if I don't, I mean, I'm lucky enough where I like all the girls that I work with. But even if you don't like someone that you have to work with, you get past it. You don't worry about their ring. You don't worry about anything else. You just deal with it because you're a big girl.
I also take umbrage with his definition of who the top dog female is. It's not based on her work. It's not based on her accomplishments. It's based on the ring that a guy gave her. That I absolutely resent as well. It's why would that make her the top dog in the office? Maybe if she's the best salesperson or, you know, she's got the VP title, that would make her top dog, not how big her ring is.
There's a writer for Cosmo who wrote, if women shut up about discriminatory treatment and just accept that this is the way things are, we will be forever outsiders in the workplace. Teaching men to stop applying a double standard to women is the solution. This guy's just got to be a moron. But, you know, it makes for interesting conversation, doesn't it? Listen to what we've been...
It does. The only thing, if I was... And, Jen, you are a boss, so this might... This would be a question for you. If you're a female boss and you're interviewing a girl who has an engagement ring, the only thing that I would ever think about is how much time is this girl going to spend planning her wedding?
On company time.
How much time is she going to be on Pinterest, you know, looking at dresses and flowers? And that would be the only thing I would think could be a negative against a girl who shows up with an engagement ring who isn't already married. That would be the only thing I could think.
You kind of pick it up. I mean, aside from the engagement ring, if the person's kind of flighty to begin with, you go, okay, who's going to be, you know, is she going to be online Googling stuff? Is she going to be? I mean, yeah, online shopping. I mean, but that happens for single people too. Mm-hmm. When you bring someone in, if they seem like they're going to be flighty and they're not focused, are they going to be online shopping all day? I mean, it's all about the candidate. Ugh.
In a moment,
this loser on the show, by the way, and judge him by something ridiculous.
Last about 13 seconds with the two of you and astute listeners everywhere. All right, what is going on with the world of big turbine electronic generators? It may not be on the top of your mind today.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
But I guarantee you, tomorrow you're going to be thinking about
wind turbines such as we see going down the 10 into Palm Springs, or you see more and more of these things all over the place.
Okay.
What's happening that is disturbing to me, anyway?
Wind farms on the nines. It's Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We'll get to it on the nines. It's now 44 after the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now. Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you've got to check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. With all of the political ads flying around, it often seems like politicians can't agree on anything anymore. But I'd like to tell you about a time when two former presidential candidates who were on total opposite ends of the political spectrum got together to support an issue that usually pits their parties against each other. Several years ago, the liberal former U.S. Senator George McGovern and the conservative former Congressman Jack Kemp made a special TV ad. It began with the two men sitting side by side and saying that they virtually never agreed on political issues. But then, McGovern, once considered the most liberal politician in America, looked into the camera and said that they did agree on at least one thing, the dangers of lawsuit abuse. You see, after Senator McGovern retired from politics, he bought a small country inn. Unfortunately, two frivolous lawsuits cost him so much money and aggravation that they helped close it down. Let's be fair. The more people learn about the harm done by lawsuit abuse, the more they agree that it hurts everyone. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right, so those of you who live in areas where these wind turbines are especially prevalent, a lot of them in California, but they're building more and more of them around the country, there has been a lot of talk about how many birds get killed. So there's a research paper that Purdue University has done along with the government suggesting that the wind turbines contribute to the deaths of eagles that have flown hundreds of miles just to meet their deaths. You look at the DNA from the feathers of these eagles that were killed in Northern California, which is home to the oldest wind farms in the country. The determination is 75% of the birds belong to the local population, 25% had migrated into the area. The wind turbines catch the eagles off guard. They're looking down for squirrels and mice and things. I see these all the time in the hayfield. They're all over the place around here getting, you know, stuff that either gets run over or whatever in the field. So they soar down, but they don't look for the, they're not looking for the turbines. So they go down, and before you know it, they become food for somebody else. A lot of these
bird
are in
burgers.
Farmland areas.
Yeah.
Bird burgers. Yeah, exactly. So 10,000 farmers who are now contemplating having these turbines are being asked to reconsider because about a quarter of a million birds like this got killed last year. That's of interest and importance.
Wow.
10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guides, is here with some information for those of you who will be first-time cruisers this winter. Plus, how does the merger of Marriott and Starwood affect you? And how to really find the best price? I'm going to tell you a little experience that I had last night, and we'll see how we sort of ferret out what the right way is to pick a flight for Europe. And it's a little different than doing it domestically, I'll tell you that. So all that coming right up here.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know those commercials on TV are manipulating you? Here's the semiotic science of it. You may think you understand commercials, but they silently manipulate. The more a company advertises a product, the more you see it, the more you expect to see it, and the more you conclude, hey, it's a great product. I see it all the time.
Government adds to your fund. Government chewing gum.
It doesn't matter if the product is poor, ineffective, and basically worthless. Your brain will assume that since you see it so much, it must be great.
If you know your oats, you too will go for the Power Breakfast Cereals.
What's the cheap psych trick?
Maybe you ought to ask yourself, if it's that good, why do they advertise it so much? Maybe it's a trick just to part a sucker from his cash. Maybe you don't really need that product at all. Got a question? Send it to me at DrBuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
All right, 55 past the hour here. Pauline Fromer from the Fromer's Travel Guys. Go to Fromer's.com and you get information. For example, these tips for first-time cruisers. Where do we get started with that, Pauline?
Well, you got to remember that a cruise is not all-inclusive. A lot of people think it will be, and then they get on board and they're shocked that they have to pay extra for soda, and they have to pay extra for drinks and for a lot of the shore excursions. So you really want to budget properly for a cruise. You also don't want to miss the boat. A lot of people think they can fly in the same day of the cruise, and that's a really dangerous thing to do. You want to fly in the day before, and you want to fly out after noon on the day that your ship gets into port. Otherwise, you're going to miss that flight. A lot of ship itineraries say, oh, the ship arrives in port at 7 a.m., but you don't realize, yeah, but there are 6,000 people on this boat. It's going to take a long time to get them off. Also, you want to look at the different types of ports you're going into. Ships are so darn big nowadays that a lot of them cannot actually dock at the port. And so they do something called tendering. They take these smaller boats to get passengers to shore. Now, the trick with those smaller boats is you're going to have to wait online unless you pay for the ship's excursion. And those ship excursions are always really, really expensive. But in those docks where you have to get on the little boats, you could literally miss 2 hours of the day you had planned to spend in port unless you pay for one of those excursions. So in those cases, I think it's a good idea to pay for the shore excursion. In other cases, you can often do it on your own. You just get off the boat, take a taxi, or walk and see the sights. Or you can hire an outside company. There are these companies. One's called cruisingexcursions.com. Another's called shoretrips.com. There's viator.com. They give you the exact same shore excursion that the cruise line does, but at a fraction of the cost and without the crowds. So on Fromers.com, we've got a whole article of tips that you want to know for your next cruise, especially if it's your first cruise. Little things like have your bathing suit with you in your carry-on, because it takes a long time for them to get the luggage to your cabin. And so you don't want to be wandering around the ship while everybody's hanging out at the pool, having a jolly old time in their bathing suits, wishing you had your bathing suit, or more importantly, your medication.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go on a special tour with only half a dozen other people around special places in England next month. And so I was online last night researching what it would cost me to fly. And I want to tell you, this is a I shouldn't be surprised because I fly a lot. The prices for the almost for 2 hour difference in flights went from $571 round trip to $1,710 round trip. And there's a 2 hour difference in taking the flight. And like what made me think about it is because they said you may want to get there the night before. But that just seems just wow. And all I can say about that is kind of a wower. Pauline Fromer from Fromers.com, the Fromer's Travel Guide. Check all the information out there.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.